The following audio is a Sunday sermon from Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Para Vista, South Australia. For more information about the church, please go to paravista.org.au.
It's Advent. We're starting a new series, right? The old has gone, the new has come, a new year. And the series that we're starting is about delivery, you know. We're delivered today from darkness. That's our theme, delivered from darkness. But it doesn't work as well living in the southern hemisphere, because the days are getting longer. The light is sticking around longer. But I remember growing up in the north side of the planet, and the days started getting shorter and shorter and shorter at this time of the year. And it would be completely dark between 3:30 and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And the sun wouldn't even get up until 9 o'clock in the morning. But it was at that time when my spirit started to rise, because I knew at this time of the year, when Advent began, that certain things started to appear under a certain kind of tree. And my parents tortured us by putting more and more presents under there every day. If I were to ask you a question like this, what's one gift that you really wanted when you were younger? Something that you could wrap, not a cat. I had that at the first service. Something that you could wrap that you wished that you would have been put under the tree. What's one of those things? A what? A seeker's record. A record. What's that? What's some other things that you could have been wrapped and put under the tree? Yeah. Toys, yes. What else? A spirograph. 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 Now everyone understands. I don't know what that is, but that's okay. And we'll get back to that. What about from this side? A gift that you would have loved to have wrapped or put under the tree? A Barbie doll. Yes. Still popular today. Imagine if that box was put under the tree torturously right in front of your nose for 28 days. That box, and you knew that in 4 weeks you'd be able to open that box and maybe it's a Barbie doll. Right? And you waited and you waited, and your parents told you, you're getting this gift, and then you get to that day, and just like kids can do, only do, rip, 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 and you open it, it's a Barbie doll box, and they open it up, and it's empty. What would happen if your parents did that to you every single year? Told you you were going to get a Barbie doll, or a spirograph, or whatever it is. Told you every year, and every year you opened up that box, and there was never anything in it. How would you feel? Let down. How would you feel about your parents? What? Get a new Santa Claus. Uh-huh. This, for me, is the best way to encapsulate the people of Israel at the time that Isaiah was writing. For hundreds and hundreds of years, they'd been told that the king would be coming, that the king who would sit on the throne of David and unwrap every good thing that they'd ever wanted. And year after year, this king did not arrive. And year after year, they were decorated with disappointment, fatigue, frustration, disenchantment, maybe even anger towards God, that God had let them down. But this is a representation that had been happening for centuries, in their own opinion. This, in five ways, I think, started this darkness that Isaiah is writing about. Think about it. In the fall, Satan lied to the people. And he said, this is your gift, unwrap it, that you too can be just like God. And Adam and Eve unwrapped that packaged bit of the fruit, sucked in the lie, and the darkness started to settle. than on Mount Sinai. Moses is gone for how many days? 40 days. And the people are wondering and just thinking, is he ever going to return? And what do? They build their own God. Aaron even says they threw gold in the fire and out popped this calf. Wow. But they bow down to worship it. They put their trust in something else than the living God, and the darkness settles even further. The days of the judges, in Judges 3:7, it said the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and they forgot their God and served others. Instead of building their own gods, now they decide some other gods are going to be even better. I'll put my trust in the Baals or in the Asherah poles or whatever else it is, because we don't think that God's actually going to give us the gift. And the darkness settled even further. Then the kings, the people of Israel, said, "We want a king, just like everyone else. We don't want God to be our king anymore because we don't think that God has the power to do it. We want to choose a king." And how did that turn out for them? As they unwrapped that gift, the kings let them down time and time and time again, and the darkness settled even further. Now we come to probably the darkest point in Israel's history. The people of God have been putting their trust in everything and everyone else but the living God. And now they've even gone away from the kings who have let them down. And they said, "We're just going to consult the mediums and the spiritists, and hopefully they can resurrect something from our past that will somehow lead us through." And the complete darkness settled over the land. It seemed like year after year, the gift that God had promised would not and could not arrive. Now I want you kids to watch this. Can you guys come over here for a second and sit right here? Right there. Can you sit right there with me for a second and watch this? Now imagine that every year you didn't get the gift that you wanted, and it always seemed empty. And then finally this man named Isaiah comes along and he says, "The people walking in great darkness have seen a great light, and that light dawned." Now imagine, that gift shows up and they expect that it's going to be empty, but what happens? I did this at chapel a couple of weeks and the kids were still going. But imagine, they opened up the gift and what is this? Oh, the amazement that they felt when Isaiah spoke to them and said, "Everything that you'd wanted is going to come true as the light that has come into the world." And the light shined to the people. And they were promised. This light was actually the hope of the living light to come. This was their hope. And this is how they made it. Do you know how long it was that it took for Jesus to arrive after Isaiah? How long do you think? A couple of hours? Days? 700 years. How would you like to wait for your Christmas present for 700 years? It feels that long, doesn't it? But what's amazing is that the light that was coming into the world that Isaiah was talking about, when he put his face in front of it, was the promise and the hope that would lead them through. Now this 700 years later, should I just leave that off or on? Off. Oh. 700 years later, the dawning, I'm just going to read this to you. The dawning light that promised arrived. Hope had been born in, what was his name? Jesus Christ. That's right. Hope was born in Jesus Christ, and he brought this message of peace. Yes, hope was born. And God reconciled himself to the people, and he moved towards and beyond the cross, and so we are saved. That's pretty cool, isn't it? That the light came into the world. Okay, thanks for helping me. Well, I'm going to talk to everyone again for a little bit. Is that okay? Are you guys going back there or staying here? Okay, you can go back there. The light that came into the world named Jesus Christ. But we live in a society today, 2,000 years later, that seems to be sinking into the same darkness, doesn't it? Satan lies to us and tells us that we are God's equals. And we avoid everything that diminishes our human abilities. And we celebrate the strength of the human spirit, but while ignoring at the same time the Holy One. We speak in terms of religion as a crutch or a fairy tale, and we pound our chests and say, humankind will find a way to move past this infantile belief in God, and it darkens. We build idols of mortar and steel and gold, and we buy things to stand in direct opposition, Babel-like, to the living God of the universe. We buy and we hoard. And we point to the biggest buildings and we say, we are God's equals. And if we can just amass enough and gather enough, somehow we can protect ourselves about the one thing that will separate us from God. Death. And the darkness settles. We make humans into idols, screen idols, athletic idols, music idols, video game idols, and for some reason, we put our trust in their words rather than the living Word who put flesh on. And the darkness settles down even farther. And we put our trust in governments. Kind of. They'll bring us through this financial crisis. They'll bring us through these racial divisions. They'll bring us through these gender difficulties. They'll take us through the digital storms of life. And the darkness gets deeper. So we consult experts to dig up the past. Somehow the past was better, and maybe the grass was greener, and they can make it better again. And all the while we're confronted with this difficulty, as the unrecognizable spiritual darkness descends. So maybe we wait in hope. Maybe it's time to reveal and see God's light and what God has for us in this new season of Advent. Maybe this is the year that Jesus Christ returns again. Maybe this is the week. Maybe this is the year. But if it's not, even after 2,000 years rather than 700, we still live in hope. God bless you on your Advent season. And if you want to find more about being delivered from darkness, come back next week. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the light that has come into the world, the hope that brings us to a new future. Give us strength as we move past and out of the darkness and put our trust wholly in you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.